Republican lawmakers want to eliminate vacant jobs across state government this year, but some existing state employees would lose their jobs under the House and Senate budget bills. Colin Campbell has more on the positions that have been singled out for cuts.
One of the positions cut in the Senate budget is the role of chief scientist at the Office of State Budget and Management. David Yocum has served as the chief scientist since 2022. He says he learned his job was in jeopardy when the budget bill was made public.
I was surprised. Yes. I don't know where it came from, and I don't know, you know, you'd have to ask people in the Senate, and you can let me know and I'll listen if you get the answer.
I asked Senate Leader Phil Berger's spokesperson why certain jobs were targeted for cuts. She said in an email that Senate budget writers were tasked with finding spending that was, quote, duplicative or not necessary to meet our state's needs. She didn't elaborate, so I asked Yocum to explain what a scientist does in a budget agency.
One is really focused on trying to help the budget office and the whole budget development process take stock of what existing evidence is already out there about how well programs are working, policies are working, and make sure that that's finding its way into the budget development discussion so that as we're deciding how to spend scarce taxpayer dollars, we can do that with the best information possible.
Yocum's work is on the chopping block in a year when Republicans across the state and federal government are launching similar government efficiency efforts.
I would like to think that the work that we're doing that I've been describing is very much something welcome in this moment and has been from, you know, people across all kinds of different perspectives.
The Department of Commerce would also lose current employees. Both the House and Senate would cut its Culture and Community Engagement Office, and the Senate wants to fire the Deputy Secretary for Clean Energy Economic Development. Chief Deputy Secretary Jordan Wichard says the cuts are concerning.
These are both important positions that have been, you know, impactful to the Department of Commerce and the state's ability to recruit and retain businesses at a very high level. I think both of their work is part of, you know, why we've been in the top two in the country in business climate for the past several years.
Wichard says the clean energy role is important because many of the companies the state is recruiting are heavy users of energy and utility infrastructure. Lawmakers are also looking to cut positions related to the environment. Both budgets would eliminate the Office of Environmental Education and the Environmental Justice Initiative. Some of the positions slated for cuts at the Department of Environmental Quality handle civil rights compliance, and one has a leadership role in the ongoing Helene recovery. But House leaders argued the positions and programs they're cutting are related to diversity, equity, and inclusion that lawmakers have voted to eliminate. Brendan Jones is the House Majority Leader.
We estimated that over $10 million in unaccountable DEI spending and cut bureaucracy and the dividends that provides and delivers for this budget. That money is now going where it belongs, into classrooms, into the communities, and a disaster recovery.
But Democratic Representative Marsha Morey says it's misguided to make DEI the standard for budget cuts.
It's about everyone learning about how our society is stronger and better with diversity, equity, and inclusion. It is that simple. And to use that as a scapegoat for let's get rid of these provisions in the budget or agencies or work groups, I think that's a non-starter.
By focusing on programs that Republicans view as examples of DEI, the House budget doesn't include some of the job cuts in the Senate budget. Yocum, the budget office chief scientist, and the clean energy deputy secretary would keep their jobs under the House budget bill. The House also dropped its initial plan to eliminate the Office of Health Equity, which works on health disparities among marginalized groups. Representative Donnie Lambeth says the office was restored following feedback.
It's a good example of where we've listened to a lot of people, even with the budget when it came out.
The budget could get more tweaks as it goes through negotiations between the House and Senate leaders in the coming weeks. But in an unusually tight budget year, it's likely some of the job cuts will make the final spending plan. Colin Campbell, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.